What is it that the citizenry of the United States and even its most progressive formations has engaged by way of applying even a break, much less bringing to a halt this pattern of wholesale criminality engaged in by its governor? And it's not simply this abstraction of criminal behavior or comportment. It's not simply a posture. It's not something that we sit there and say, well, that is wrong in some abstract moral sense. No, the nature of the criminality in which the United States engages, as Noam Chomsky and many others have copiously documented, translates into piles and piles and piles of rotting, stinking corpses all over the planet, everywhere but here. Yeah, these are real people. This is real grinding misery. This is real burning flesh. This is real shredded babies. And not just a few. We're talking now on the scale of millions and perpetually. That's the direct commission and the indirect commission of the same kind of crime, which is made possible by the direct commission, is death by starvation, death by deprivation of medical attention, death by all manner of means, truncations of lifespan, people with 40-year longevity as an entire population, that degree of intensive impoverishment for the raking off, exploitation, whatever you want to call it, of the assets which should make their lives livable. That's the nature of the process, the structure of the reality, and what has been the response? Well, we have petition campaigns. We have marches. We have rallies. We read a lot of books. And some of us scribble quite a lot and publish more. Make sure the word is out there. Defy logic by announcing that we're speaking truth to power as if power didn't know what it was doing. Somehow, we might wish to consider perhaps speaking to people once in a while, but to what purpose? Well, apparently, so diets can be changed. Okay, we can have more bicycle paths. We can have no smoking signs on every flat surface in California. We can bear moral witness and feel better about ourselves because we're enlightened and aware when we go home from the rally, which did absolutely nothing to change anything tangible in terms of the functioning of power. Has to go to a particular end. What I'm going to say here is that once that cycle has been completed, and it's been completed three times in my adult life, hey, the style show out there for the alternative or counterculture or whatever, they're clear back to tie-dye at this point. My God, those went out when I was in college, and now it's back, and Elephant Bells. Next thing you know, people are going to be, well, never mind. It's become a ritual form where once the list of finite options of the sort that I just talked about are exhausted, producing effect of utter ineffectuality, go back to the beginning and start it all over again. And when that fails, we go back, and there's been iteration after iteration after iteration after iteration of that throughout the 20th century on the part of the so-called radical opposition, progressive opposition, liberal opposition, almost all of it coming under a rubric of something called nonviolence.